Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Africana Woman Podcast. Trulu is my name. I'm a writer, community builder, entrepreneur, and mentor. So today is another session where I am going to be doing a solo episode. You're like, what is going on, sis? There's no one to interview. Like, what? No, nothing like that. I think that right now, we're just winding down the year, and big announcement, Africana Woman is going to be taking a break for the month of December. So this is the last episode for 2022, and we'll be back in January with even bigger surprises and exciting things to share with you. So, yeah, but you know what? I feel like I know some people who've listened to all of the episodes. Yeah, but there are other people that haven't. So this is your time to catch up. Go back, take a listen, go, you know, find an episode or two or three or four or five that you would find interesting and just listen. Yeah. So this last week, we had the emotional mindfulness session. Wow. My goodness. It was beautiful. It was such a beautiful event. So basically, I just put an open call out and said, guys, if you want to be part of this emotional mindfulness session, come through. And I mean, on average, I think most of my sessions would be, let's say, about 15 people or so, you know, and this one had, like, at one point there was like 44 people. I was like, what? And it really just showed me how much people really just want to start 2023 on like a nice light energy, you know, like happy notes, and let go of some of the negativity and the tension and all of that. If you've been to a session with me online, then you know I love interaction. I love it when people get to talk. But this one was a very personal session where people just got to be introspective, you know? So everybody had to bring a journal and just write out all of the things as per guided. And I think there was a certain stage where you could just feel that the heaviness of the load that we carry, especially as women. But by the time we got to the end, there was such a beautiful energy. There was joy. There was laughter. There was peace. It was like people feel like, you know, when you feel like you can breathe properly before you had like a restriction, but now you're like, you know, that was the type of feeling it was. So it was actually a really beautiful session. And I think after that, it made me realize that I should probably do some more. Now, the emotional mindfulness session is something that I'm doing as like my Christmas gift to you guys. It's open for this holiday season up to the 15th of December. So if you want to do this personally as a friendship group, as a company, as a team, whatever, just hit me up and we can set up a date and time. It's absolutely free. But if you are coming as an individual, I'm inviting you to come next week on Tuesday. I believe that's going to be the 29th of November, and it's 7 p.m. Central African time. Okay. If you go to the website, you can sign up. If you hit me up in the DM, I can get you signed up as well. But it's such a beautiful process. That said, one of the main reasons that we do the emotional mindfulness session is to be able to name the things that we've been through, that we're excited about, that we want to expand in our lives. Because I believe that, you know, there's so many times that we are going through things, but sometimes we don't know exactly, we don't have the words for them. But when you're able to name a thing, then you can deal with it. You know, so is it shame? Is it anger? Is it joy? Is it whatever it is? When you can name it, then you can say, oh, okay, maybe I want to transform this energy to something else. Maybe I want to transform this this focus that I have into something else. But you have to be able to name it. So that's the whole point of the emotional mindfulness session. So then I am also encouraging you to join us in the Good Morning Beautiful sessions, which is a 7-day wellness challenge. And in the Good Morning Beautiful session, it's really about taking that information that we got from the emotional mindfulness session and then putting in action, systems, steps, plans to get to the life that we envision for ourselves. Okay? So it's so important that you actually follow through with, okay, I did the emotional mindfulness session, and then you can join us for the Good Morning Beautiful 7-day wellness challenge and allow yourself to come up with that plan, that system, that, okay, these are the things that I need to do. These are the steps that I need to do, and not just sit with information, you know? So it's very action oriented. So again, if you have not yet signed up for Good Morning Beautiful, I highly recommend it. We're starting on the 1st of December. So you need to have signed up latest Tuesday, okay, so that we can get you all set up by the 30th, and then we're starting on the 1st, okay? Again, you can go to the website, you can send a DM on socials, on WhatsApp, wherever you need to communicate, and we'll get you signed up. And yeah, I'm very excited for Good Morning Beautiful. I think it's going to, I mean, people have done it before, but I think it's going to look a little different this year just because, you know, my life and my circumstances are different, which is absolutely fine. You know, for example, I don't wake up as early as I used to. So, you know, maybe the messages will come in a little bit later, but that's absolutely fine. And it's really not restricted to a certain country, because you can find the message when you find the messages. You can be in the States, you can be in Australia, doesn't really matter. When you get the message is when you get the message, and then you just follow through and to do the action, do the work, you know? So again, I would really love, if you have not done the emotional mindfulness session, come through for that. But even further, on the 1st of December, we're starting the Good Morning Beautiful 7-day wellness challenge. And it's always fun. And that one is in community. That one, you'll be talking to people, you'll be hearing about how people are faring. It's very interactive. And I think it's very encouraging when you're able to see that, oh, okay, this person is also going through what I'm going through. Okay, I can do this. I can push through. I can do it, you know? So it's a very beautiful space to be in. Now, like I said, we're taking a break on the podcast in December. We'll be back in January. And in January, we are going to look different. It'll sound a little different as well. So there's lots of things to look out for. I don't want to say too much ahead of time, but I think that you will definitely see the change. So I hope that you will be able to enjoy the changes that we have in plan. Now, one of the things that I really, really do appreciate is just hearing back from you, hearing your feedback. Let me know what do you like about the podcast? Let me know what can be improved. What do you want to hear more about? You know, all of that kind of stuff is really going to help us as we are planning for 2023. So you can send us an email at africanawomen@gmail.com, or you can send DMs. However you want to communicate with us, just let us know. Send me a message on WhatsApp and let me know that I want to hear more about this particular topic. Or maybe you have somebody you think would be great for the podcast. And I've said this before, guys, but I believe that every single one of us, you included, you have a story to tell. And you are absolutely welcome to come on the podcast anytime that you want, okay? Don't think that, or don't even wait that, no, Chulu has to ask me. If you want to tell your story, this is your place, your space. Let's do it. Just get in touch. If you want to be a guest, get in touch, okay? So again, guest recommendations, or if you want to be a guest, reach out. Now something that has come up, I think in the last week or so, in the different conversations that we've been having in the book club, in the networking mixer, is how, there is a desire for there to be some, like, a sort of like a subgroup as well. I don't know if I should call it a subgroup, but to create a group that is under Africana Woman that serves mothers. Okay. So, you know, new moms, moms of teenagers, you know, moms of adults, all of that kind of stuff. But for them to be able, for us to create a space where you can just chill, hang out, share stories, and, you know, that kind of thing. So that has been the request. I want to know from you, is this something that you would be interested in? Or maybe it's, you know, you're like, yeah, I can get that from somewhere else. But let me know if this is something that you'd be interested in, just, you know, having that space where you can be, where you can talk about motherhood and being a mom. So that was something that has come up. And I think, you know, if I hear from enough people who are like, yes, then, you know, I'll put that into consideration on how to actually make it happen. Otherwise, I think that is pretty much all for me. I'm just looking at my list to see if I missed anything. But I think that's all for me. You know what? This year has been, it's been a great year. It's been an absolutely great year. From reaching 100 episodes, who would have thought, to winning the award for Best Society and Culture Podcast in Africa. Like, how big, huge is that? So it's been an absolutely beautiful year. I've met so many people. I've learned so much. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able to continue to do this. Despite challenges that may come up, have come up, you know, I'm still here going strong and being able to do this. And I'm so grateful for the Africana Woman community. You guys are absolutely the best. Like, you give me so much joy, so much energy. And I just love to be able to serve you. And I'm so grateful for you. And yeah, I think this time last year, I was probably talking about leaving work and then what that would look like, you know. And then now I'm like out here on these streets and I'm like, you know what? It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much to every single person who is part of Africana Woman, you know, could be in the book club, in the visionaries, people that listen to the podcast, you read the blog. Every single person that comments on our socials, I love each and every one of you. And I'm just wishing you the most joyful, loving holiday season. I hope and pray that you get to spend this time with your loved ones and really connect in a way that is memorable, like creates amazing memories. Look at each other, put those phones down. As soon as you finish listening to the podcast, put them phones down and be present in the moment. You know, I think the best gift that you can give to the people that you love is to be present. Actually present, not looking at the phone, not looking at the TV. I mean, I will say this, I do love my Christmas movies, but it's amazing to just have fun, laugh, play games, dance, you know, do whatever fun things you do as your traditions, and send me pictures. Oh my goodness, I love to live through people, hey? So go ahead and do that as well. When it comes to what I will be doing for Christmas, not really sure. To be honest, not really sure. With most Christmases, it's a very quiet downtime kind of situation. So we'll see. December is my son's birthday, and then you've also got Christmas, New Year's. It's a bit full on. But I think the biggest celebration is going to be my son's birthday, and then after that, it will just be nice and quiet. Oh my goodness, how rude of me. I forgot. I'm so sorry. To everybody in the United States of America, happy Thanksgiving. I know you were celebrating that this last week. And, you know, I guess in the spirit of talking about things that we are grateful for, I would love to hear from you. What are the things that you are thankful for, you're grateful for, that, you know, just give you joy? So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm, like I said, I'm very, very grateful for all of you, every single one of you. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you and thank you again. So, just to recap, I'm just gonna tell you what is happening on Monday. Gosh, okay. On Monday, that'll be the 28th of November, we are having our book club review of Happily Sort of Ever After by Prudence Gorimani. Listen, hectic. Is hectic. I'm just like, I cannot wait to do that review. And even better, the author is going to be in the book review. Oh my goodness. This is like a huge milestone for the Africana Woman Book Club. So if you want to join to talk about Happily Sort of Ever After, hey, my friend, even if you haven't read the book, just come. It will be worth your while. Hectic. So we got the book club on Monday. On Tuesday, we've got an emotional mindfulness session. So if you're an individual and you want to do this session, come through. On Wednesday, there is the Africana Woman Visionaries Masterclass. And this one is called How to Feel at Home in Your Own Body. And we will be with Yuna. She's going to be guiding that masterclass. And it's really about, you know, just being comfortable in your own body, in your own skin, you know, loving everything about you, you know, all of the handles and all of that. So I highly recommend that you come through for that as well. And then on Thursday, we are starting our 7-day wellness challenge called Good Morning Beautiful. It's a lot. It's a lot. But if you want to end this year, like, just feeling pumped, feeling, you know, good, then you want to make sure that you join our 7-day wellness challenge. Okay. Alrighty. That is basically what is happening. I hope to see you at any one of these events. And yeah, you guys take care. So I'm just going to say everything. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year, all of that. I absolutely love you and see you soon. Okay. Or is it see Gaia? Maybe it's hear you soon. All right. Bye, darling.